Human relics we sideswipe. So when it's time to say ciao bella to your old car, donate it to us. You'll get a tax break and we'll tow it away free. Turn your car into the programs you love.
Just go to WVIK.org.
You're listening to WVIK Classical on 98.3 FM, W252 EM Davenport, and 90.3 HD2 WVIK Rock Island.
Time now for Swing Shift. Back in the 50s, Columbia Records had access to some of the finest sidemen in New York. So they'd pull them together for jam sessions, and some of the swinging recordings that were made at that time are representative of the best instincts of the swing era. We're going to hear them tonight, led by Buck Clayton on the Swing Shift. And we'll start right away with a session featuring Buck Clayton and Joe Newman in the trumpet section, Herbie Green and Tremmy Young on trombone, Lem Davis alto, Coleman Hawkins baritone, Charles Folks baritone, and Billy Kyle playing piano with Freddie Green on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And this is a standard from the era of swing, Don't Be That Way.
Thank you.
a swing classic. Not quite the hard-driving thing that you would hear, or harder-driving thing you would hear from a swing band, but a nice loose arrangement of it. And that's the difference between having a band set up to play for dancers and musicians sitting in a studio just taking their time. Don't be that way. That's a jam session organized for Columbia Records, and it was pretty much set up by Buck Clayton, who remains in the trumpet section. And the interesting thing about this is they would call these musicians in at different times. That recording was made in August of 1954. At the same session, they had them record their version of Jumpin' at the Woodside. They had previously recorded this with another group back in March. In that one, Woody Herman took part on clarinet, and instead of just having Coleman Hawkins on tenor, they had Al Cohn and Julian Dash. Billy Kyle was replaced at the piano by Jimmy Jones, Steve Jordan on guitar, instead of Freddie Green, and Walter Page instead of Milt Hinton. They also recorded their version of Jumpin' at the Woodside. And then the engineers took the two versions and edited them together, so we don't know for sure who's playing what. But that's the way it went in the music business. The original recordings are gone, but this is the mixed version of Jumpin' at the Woodside. Thank you. Count Basie's Jumpin' at the Woodside, a collection of musicians. Actually, as I mentioned before, it's an aggregation of two different recording sessions, one in March of 1954 and one in August of that same year, with slightly different personnel. It's a tribute to the musicians that they were all in tune, separated by several months. The only one you can identify for certainty is Woody Herman on clarinet. He just showed up for the March session, and they added him in. These were jam sessions put together by Columbia Records that had a variety of different artists. We're going to go to one a year later in March of 1955 when Ruby Braff brought his cornet into the group. And in the trombone section, you had Benny Green and Dickie Harris. Coleman Hawkins was back on tenor with Buddy Tate. Al Walson on piano. Steve Jordan guitar, Milt Hinton bass, Joe Jones on drums. And actually on this one, I think there's some tap dancing, and that's done by Jack Ackerman. This is a tribute to Count Basie called Rockabye Basie. Rockabye Basie, with the unusual addition of a percussion instrument that is not familiar in dance bands, the tap dancer. Most swing bands played for regular dancers, but that was Jack Ackerman, and I don't think his name surfaces anywhere else in the annals of performance. I'm sure he must have performed many places, but except for this recording, I've never heard of him before. Buck Clayton organized the group with Ruby Braff on cornet, Benny Green and Dick Harris on trombone, Coleman Hawkins and Buddy Tate on tenor, Al Walson on piano, Steve Jordan guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Rockabye Basie. Let's go back a year from that 1955 session to the one in 54 where Woody Herman brought his clarinet in and Lem Davis appeared on alto sax with Al Cohn and Julian Dash on tenor, Jimmy Jones piano, Steve Jordan guitar, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones drums. Irby Green and Trummy Young played trombone, Joe Thomas and Buck Clayton trumpets. And the difference in this session is that whereas Buck Clayton was usually charged with organizing these sessions and doing some of the arrangements, in this case, he wrote the piece and called it How High the Fi. This is the Buck Clayton All-Stars, if you will, but actually they were given no particular name at all, just one of those Columbia recording jam sessions using musicians from the era of swing. Thank you. Rockabye Basie, one of those wonderful jam sessions Columbia Records put together in the middle of the 50s. They were under the supervision of Buck Clayton, who was also featured on trumpet. These sessions continued into 1956. Thereafter, they were taken up by Chiaroscuro Records, I believe. And Buck Clayton's jam sessions were really famous, and he himself was one of the most reliable musicians around. Here's one of those last Columbia sessions called All the Cats Join In. Billy Butterfield brings his trumpet to the group, and we'll also hear Ken Kersey this time on piano with Julian Dash and Coleman Hawkins on tenor. J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Tyree Glenn plays either trombone or vibes, and Walter Page bass, Bobby Donaldson drums. It's called appropriately, All the Cats Join In.
Ha 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 ha!
A chart by Eddie Sauter called All the Cats Join In, and there was quite a collection of them, too. Billy Butterfield and Buck Clayton on trumpet, Ruby Braff cornet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Tyree Glenn, a trombonist, played vibes, Coleman Hawkins, Julian Dash tenor, Ken Kersey piano, Steve Jordan guitar, Walter Page bass, and Bobby Donaldson on drums. And that's our session tonight, bringing some of the most distinguished sidemen from the era of swing together in a jam session for All the Cats Join In. That'll do it for this session of Swing Shift, but jazz goes through the rest of the evening, so stay tuned. I'm Don Wooten. We'll see you later.